Hello, and welcome to Nerdly Speaking. This month's edition will be about anime. I'm Julia Rash, and I'm the head editor here at Bremen News.
I'm Frank Garcia, and I am the multimedia and entertainment editor.
And I'm Jaylen Eaton, a fellow staffer who writes news.
For this podcast, we will be focusing on new anime. So, what have you guys seen recently?
There's some new animes that obviously come out normally and then they come out on Netflix. I watched one of the new Netflix original animes, air quotation marks. Because, you know, they don't actually make it. They just partner with someone so that they can put it on Netflix only. And it's The Seven Deadly Sins. It's really good. It's a lot more serious as the season goes on. And for a 26-episode season for us, it goes from that kind of light, funny, trying to just get people's attention to down serious and why all these characters have such messed up backgrounds.
I've only watched about 3 episodes of that, so gotta wait till everything goes down.
Yeah. I haven't watched any of it, but I have watched Knights of Sedona, another Netflix original anime.
What's that one about?
It's like a robot anime. I don't know what you would call it.
A mecha?
Yes, a mecha. It's a mecha anime. But I gotta be honest, I didn't like it.
Oh, really?
That much. The animation is very much like another, I guess you could call it anime, RWBY.
Oh, Ruby.
Oh, Ruby?
Yeah, or Ruby. But I don't feel like it fits the anime itself. Like, the fight scenes that I've seen are pretty good, but then, like, you look at the characters and you're just like, that just doesn't match.
What's the storyline?
It's like basically there's like a lot of controversy because apparently they're at this war with, and they use the robots to fight in the war, but then it's like we haven't seen aliens in like 3 years. I don't think anything's happening. And then there's like this secret society that's apparently the aliens, but no one's for sure.
Interesting.
That's all I've seen so far.
How many episodes did you watch?
I watched 5 of them.
Oh.
How many are there?
I have no idea, but it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. The animation just bothers me.
I've watched 1 episode of One Punch Man, but I'm definitely going to use my Thanksgiving break to watch, like, the rest of it. Well, they've only released, like, 7 episodes so far, right? Is it 8 now?
I think it's 8 now.
Oh, it's 8 now? Okay, well, 7 more episodes to go. I love the animation style, and the comedy in it is so good. Although there is a gore warning, so if you're interested in it, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, it's really good, especially in fighting terms.
Yes, the fighting animation.
It reminds me so much of Dragon Ball Z and Kill la Kill, which are just, like, they have beautiful fighting animations, and I'm just like, you put the two most magical fighting animes together, you're amazing.
I still haven't seen One Punch Man. I see bits and pieces and GIFs or GIFs, whatever you pronounce it as, all over the internet, and I just want to watch it, but I seem to be limited to laziness on Netflix.
Yeah, I know that Hulu recently got it, so I don't know, I don't think they dubbed it. I think they only have the sub up right now, so
it might be worth it.
Yeah.
I usually only watch dubs unless it's really worth it.
Yeah, it's really worth it. It's really worth it. It's so good. What else have you watched?
I've also watched Noragami. Well, I haven't watched the new season, but I'm prepared to. Like, I'm ready.
Have you heard anything about the new season at all?
I've heard that it's actually really good and it continues the storyline from last season.
Yeah. You know, is there a new antagonist? So, there's Noragami. What else is new? I know that... What?
The second season. Well, not... Sword Online 2.
Oh.
That's new-ish.
But still pretty new. Have they already finished airing all the episodes?
Yes.
Oh.
In Japan or on Toonami for us?
They put Sword Art Online on Toonami?
It's already
yes.
being dubbed on Toonami.
Oh.
Like, as soon as they said that America could have it, they were starting to be allowed dubbed on Toonami.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had the energy to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning to catch it, and I wish I remembered how to record stuff, but I would just wait for dubbed on Netflix. Always waiting.
Yeah, I definitely need to catch up on that, because I think... Was it... It was one summer that I watched it. It wasn't... I don't know. I don't think it was this summer. But it was really good. I was surprised that I liked Sword Art Online so much. I think the animation style is definitely... It's like...
It gives me the feel of a video game, just to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, kind of.
Which is the point.
Yeah,
yeah.
The point.
I mean.
I think it's definitely one of the more traditional anime styles. So, with more of an action-focused anime, I didn't think that they would be able to produce some pretty good fighting scenes like that.
Sword Art Online, and when I watched it for the very first time, I literally kind of became obsessed with it for just a little while. To point that out, I have both of Kirito's swords from the original SAO. And when they actually got to the fight scenes that were true fight scenes, like when they fight Gleam Eyes, which is the giant blue demon thing that you'll see in the opening credits if you haven't gotten that far in it. That fight scene,
that was
top notch.
Yeah.
To be honest, anything that involved Gleam Eyes was good. I don't know why, including in the latter half of the first season where Kirito transformed, air quotation marks, as you can't see it in when he transforms into it and just demolishes every mage as Gleam Eyes. It's beautiful.
Yes. So what's the second season like?
The second season is basically, it's like the first season, it's like, well, they're not trapped this time. People can leave. But it's like, yo, someone's killing people in video games and they're dying in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the government ends up calling up Kirito. It's like, you dealt with this problem, like, twice now. We need you to come do it again in this new video game.
So I didn't know that the government would actually do that.
Yeah, and now
yeah.
he gets this new partner, and his avatar this time is a girl.
But this one focuses on guns.
Yep,
yes.
And they have these, like, lightsaber sticks
yes.
that he uses as a sword, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. They're lightsabers, let's not lie.
Yeah.
But they're just super cool.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know how they actually work, if they were more like batons, or if you can actually, like, if they...
Slice,
like, lightsabers.
They seem to be more like lightsabers, because the way he uses it, it's like a very light sword.
I think that's all the, like, we've covered most of the new anime for this season. So this is Nerdly Speaking signing off.
Bye.